In the operating room, it's hard to tell who are the men and who are the women under masks and surgical gowns. But when the masks come off, it is clear. In the United States, 85% of surgeons are male. Lisa Boyle is a surgeon at Washington Hospital Center, the capital's largest hospital.
So we're not proportionally, I think, attracting as many women as we should be, although the sheer numbers are clearly heading in the right direction.
In the 1950s, women were typically housewives. They first entered the medical profession as nurses. Today, 50% of American medical students are women, but most women doctors choose pediatrics and general practice over surgery. The study found that women doctors are less likely than men to turn away from surgery because of the heavy workload. However, women said the surgical personality was a factor.
I think surgeons have historically been perceived to be arrogant, sort of self-involved, less compassionate, less likely to listen, to communicate, perhaps not quite as well as women.
Male surgeons dominate the field, both in numbers and in leadership positions, in many developed countries. In Russia and the former Eastern Bloc, women are a larger percentage, but still a minority. Dr. Boyle says patients could have a big impact on stamping out what some call the macho personality of surgeons.
Many patients now have decided that not only do they want their doctor to be skilled, but they want them to be able to talk to them. They want to be able to, you know, confide in them or feel as though their concerns are being heard.
In the meantime, women surgeons hope their growing numbers will help mute the aggressive male environment they work in. Jane Friedman, VOA News, Washington.